Whether you like your racing up top on the cushion or tearing up the pavement, you've come to the right place. This is PRN at the Track, a show dedicated to the roots of racing. PRN at the Track is presented by Profabrication Headers and Exhaust, quality that wins. O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. And by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. Now here's the host of PRN at the Track, Lenny Baticki.
Welcome to PRN at the Track. I'm Lenny Baticki. Coming up in this show, we'll chat with Independence Motor Speedway winner Logan Bellows. Then we'll speak with the winner from Bats Motor Speedway, Alex McCollum. And we'll have a conversation with Kokomo winner Rylan Gray. But first, let's get to our O'Reilly Auto Parts What's Hot. O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. We'll start in Lawrenceburg, Indiana. Briggs Danner and Logan Seavey with big wins. Mike Marler and Ricky Thornton Jr. grabbing the Lucas Series wins at Brownstown. Winchester to Cole Butcher. Mason Hannigan parks it in victory late at US 24. Andy Pyramid victorious at Sports Rome. Brownstown Bullring in Illinois to Logan Hickerson. Michael Norris and A.J. Flick back in victory lane at Lernerville in Pennsylvania. Donnie Schatz, a World of Outlaws NOS Energy Drink Sprint Car victory at Lincoln. Moberly, Missouri to Corey Agee. Rusty Schlenk getting the checkers at Fremont, Ohio. Skyline Speedway, Freddie and Tyler Carpenter along with Casey Burdett in victory lane. Todd Reeser wins at Goods. Cole Duncan back in victory lane at Atomic. Richmond, Kentucky to Corey Hedgecock. Shane Bailey won at Willard, while Tommy Bailey won at Thunder Mountain. Isom at Mountain Motor Speedway to Steve Stallings. And Hank Davis up from Oklahoma, winner at Paducah. And joining us now on the Profabrication.com hotline, the winner from Fall Madness at Independence Motor Speedway in the IMCA Modified Division. They call him the Master, Logan Bellows. Hey, Logan, welcome to the show. Let's start with the Master. How'd you get that nickname? And, who started it? What's the story behind it?
When I was little, just starting out in go-karts, my mom wanted to kind of have a nickname off the bat. And she kind of threw a few out there. And I don't really remember the other ones because they didn't stick like this one did. So it really is all down to my mom.
Wow. So you still got one of those early T-shirts that says Logan Bellows, the Master, on it?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, actually.
I was going to say, if you don't have one, I bet mom stuck one away because that was her baby out there years ago. Logan Bellows, his dad, Milo Bellows, always a tough competitor all across the state of Iowa and Illinois and such. And Logan, following in those footsteps, winning in the IMCA Modified Division at Fall Madness at Independence Motor Speedway. But this was a different division for you. You got 20-some-odd wins in your own car in another division that you stepped up to do this. Why did you take the risk of going up and not just win the regular division that you seem to be dominating in?
I feel like my time has come to move up. So we decided to try to find someone that would let me race one. And my dad actually raced his car back in the day. So he was kind enough to let us race it. And it was only the fourth night out in the race car. So fourth night out, we could pull off a win at a show. It was pretty awesome.
Wow, definitely. Fourth night in the race car and continuing this year's big winning ways, more than 20 of them overall, 23 to be exact. Fall Madness winner at Independence Motor Speedway in the IMCA Modified Division, which if you're following racing in Iowa and anywhere, IMCA Modified, huge in that state. Logan Bellows, our guest on the Profabrication.com hotline. Profabrication, headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, just a click of a mouse away at Profabrication.com. Second generation racer, mom supporting you even back in the young days and such, but you also stepped aside of racing a little bit and were a high school sports athlete. What did you do in high school, and tell us about a little of the victories there?
I ran cross country and track in high school. We kind of stepped aside and I really focused on running. I was varsity as a freshman. Then as a sophomore, I was the fastest on the team. I never made state cross country, but we were always really close. But track was my favorite event. I liked that middle distance, the 800, 400. I qualified for state. I won a lot of local shows. And then actually going my senior year, I was ranked number one in 400 and the 800. and six in the 200. And right before sectionals, I actually hurt my hamstring.
Ooh.
So I couldn't run, unfortunately, but it wasn't that big of a deal. I wasn't going to go to college for running. So I just knew that after high school, I was going to put all my attention towards racing.
Well, he's
Um, so it, it wasn't that bad.
he put all his attention to racing, and now this year has won 23 events, including the IMCA Modified Division at Fall Madness at Independence Motor Speedway. Our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, the master, Logan Velos, checking in with us and such. So the high school sports and such, did that help transfer? You know, got a lot of people listening that, you know, played some. This and that, ran some in their high school days. What did you take from your experience in high school sports that even today, how you prepare for an event, maybe?
Yeah, running is really a mental sport. It breaks you down, beats you down. Racing really does that, especially when it comes to setups. So just focusing through and just continuously learning about everything. Running wasn't just about running. It was your motion of your legs, where your foot planted, what kind of spikes help you here and what kind of spikes help you there. When to throw your arms, when not to. So it really helps you break everything down. It helps you break the corner down and really helps you focus on the setup and what the car needs to make the car win.
Amazing the transition from one to the other and how certain things will cross over. And we're hearing from Logan Velos, the master, as his mom nicknamed him back years ago. But he's proven it out. Mom was smart. A IMCA modified winner at Fall Madness at Independence Motor Speedway and a track star back in his younger days. Where do you see, you know, the next step? You moved up to the mods to get this win, or the IMCA full division mods. Where in the crystal ball of the future is some of the next goalposts for you?
Yeah, it's continuously racing the IMCA Modified Division, also racing the IMCA Late Model Division. Within the next couple of years, I would like to be racing, the SLMR, MARS series, them kind of super late model shows, and then eventually we're working up and running the Lucas or World of Outlaw tours. I mean, that's everybody's dream, and I'm just one of them, just trying to live it.
Wow. And right now, living pretty good. The Fall Madness at Independence Motor Speedway winner, Logan Velos. They call him the master, and I can't argue against it. 23 wins in any season across anywhere in any division is huge. And congratulations on that. Where can folks find, t-shirts of today's liking and, things like that about Logan Velos?
Yeah, Logan Velos, the Master Racing page on Facebook.
Check out the Master Logan Velos and give him a follow. Check out his merchandise. 23 win season, including the IMCA Modified Division at Fall Madness and Independence Motor Speedway. Our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Thanks, Logan. Appreciate your help. And Dad, say hi to Dad and Dave Hammond and all our friends up there in that part of the country. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more of PRN at the Track.
Joey Logano here for Hunt Brothers Pizza, where you can choose from 10 toppings all at no extra charge. In a hurry? Call ahead to place an order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Follow me on the track all season long and visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
PRN's At the Track returns in just a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
This is Doug Rice. Join me for the latest edition of Fast Talk.
I wondered, okay, was that real or was that something that just happened in a test session? Well, they proved it was real yesterday.
Let me tell you something. Testing and seat of pants and being in a car on a racetrack still pays off dividends when you go back to a racetrack.
We have to make sure that we're racing in a market that's going to, percentage-wise, probably give us a good weather weekend.
It's Fast Talk right here on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
We saw a lot of chaos in the closing laps of the race. So just trying to minimize that, make it more about a race than people just using each other up.
I think it's needed. It was needed at all the road courses.
While I don't think it's going to be a home run, I think that it'll be in the right direction.
So many opportunities
to either be really good or make mistakes, and they can start adding up on you quick.
For the latest NASCAR news without a restrictor plate, it's PRN's Garage Pass. For the station near you, check us out at goprn.com. Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN at the Track. Joining us now on the profabrication.com hotline, the Legends Dirt Nationals, NX Legends Dirt Nationals Pro Division Champion, Alex McCollum. Hey, Alex, welcome to the show. Winning up there at historic Baps Motor Speedway, York, Pennsylvania. Certainly, a great deal. But for me, knowing some of your background, I was kind of shocked. Cookout, summer shootout, great victories here, runs, all of that. But certainly a pavement track. Wall Stadium, kind of near where you grew up in the racing world. Certainly a pavement track. Even your time playing over at Topgolf. There's no dirt there at Topgolf. How did you become a dirt racing guy to win the NX Dirt Nationals at Baps to, from pavement so quickly? What was the magic?
I don't know. me and my dad wanted to just go have some fun. So we got the car ready for Dirt Nationals, and I ran a race at Fayetteville about 2 weeks ago, and I fell in love with it. And so we went to Baps, and I just wanted to go have fun, have a top 10, but to come out with a win is just crazy.
Well, Alex McCollum taking crazy and making it into a championship. The NX Legends Dirt Nationals Pro Division Champion. A high, high honor in the world of Legends Racing. Baps Motor Speedway last weekend in York Haven, Pennsylvania, playing host to that. Alex, originally from New Jersey, now living here in the Carolinas, getting things done. And you said you went to Fayetteville and fell in love with dirt racing. For those pavement guys hearing that, I'm sure they're like, what does he mean? Different. What was the difference that kind of made things fun for you when you made your first dirt start?
It's just the atmosphere. I mean, everything is so much different. I feel like it's kind of more relaxed dirt racing. It's not such a fast pace. Like, you get so much practice during asphalt. Dirt, you kind of just hop it and go. So the biggest thing I like was you had to change your racecraft up. Because with all like the dirt, like, you have to change your lines constantly to try to gain momentum.
Alex McCollum, the INEX Legends Dirt Nationals Pro Division Champion, chatting with us on the profabrication.com hotline. Profabrication headers exhaust all the parts and pieces that go with it, just a click of a mouse away at profabrication.com. And Profabrication making the exhaust systems for the Legends cars that guys like Alex use all across the country and even in more than 20 countries across the globe. So you got out there at Fayetteville and hit the dirt. And I would imagine sliding the way you typically things happen on a dirt track had to at least feel foreign at first. What were those first moments like when all of a sudden the wall at Fayetteville is coming at you and you're kind of like supposed to be sliding towards it?
It was a little weird at first, just trying to get like used to it. Like, all right, I got to turn here. Like the biggest thing was just kind of throwing the car into the turn. Like, I'm not used to, like, asphalt. You kind of have to be smooth with your hands and, like, smooth with the gas. But there, you just go all out. So that was probably the most fun and the most important thing to learn was just kind of throw it in there and just kind of get the biggest drive you can get off.
Well, Alex McCollum did learn all he could learn and then took that the very next time he was on a dirt track up to Baps Motor Speedway and won the INEX Legends Dirt Nationals Pro Division Champion. He's our guest on the profabrication.com hotline. Your battle with Tanner Jones, folks were saying, was incredible to be able to pull off this title from inside the cockpit. What were those closing laps like and the fierce battle that you had with Tanner?
Yeah, me and Tanner had a really good race. He actually races for us on the asphalt side, and he was racing for Austin Bellemare on the dirt side. So to be able to race with Tanner on asphalt and dirt, it was fun. I came into his playground on the dirt, so I knew he was the guy to beat. So I followed him in practice, learned a few things, and was able to pick it up pretty quick. But he ran me super clean. We both had side-by-side racing for a handful of laps. But I think both of us checked out and just had a really good race between us.
Wow, that was what folks were saying, and you heard it from the driver that ended up victorious, Alex McCollum, the NX Legends Dirt Nationals Pro Division Champion, chatting with us on the profabrication.com hotline. You said you followed him around and learned things. Is it important to follow the driver and how they're going with the car so much on dirt, or is it learning, you know, where the moisture and things like that are on the track that seems to make, you know, a difference? When I talk to dirt drivers, they're always chasing moisture high, low to be able to grab traction. Which one could you concentrate on, one over the other, or was it all encompassing?
Honestly, with it being only my second time on dirt, I kind of had to learn everything. That was my first time. The track was super slick in the features, so there was a little bit of a moisture on the bottom of 3 and 4 that I saw Tanner running there on the bottom in the feature, and I was just kind of running a high arc, trying to keep the momentum. But I'm like, man, if I can get clear, I can catch that moisture and have a really good drive off. And I think we had a single file restart with 9 to go, and I was able to just catch that moisture and just stay ahead.
Wow, that is really cool. Alex McCollum, the NX Legends Dirt Nationals Pro Division Champion, finding that bit of moisture to provide the grip and the traction to his rear tires and to get the victory up at Babs Motor Speedway. He's our guest on the profabrication.com hotline. So what now? Do you go back to the pavement and try to grab a big victory on that side? Do you run late models? What's up in the future for Alex?
Yeah, we're preparing to get the car ready for Asphalt Nationals at Dominion Speedway next weekend. Hopefully we can go back-to-back in Nationals for dirt and asphalt, but we'll see. I think we'll have a really good piece going to Dominion, but we'll see how it turns out Thursday and Friday.
Well, Alex McCollum definitely going to be one of those, whether it's dirt now or pavement, certainly, as he's won many times. Always a contender. He is the NX Legends Dirt Nationals Pro Division Champion on the profabrication.com hotline. Alex, thanks for taking the time to chat with us. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more of PRN at the track.
When it comes to maintaining your engine to run at peak performance, trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant. Z-Max soaks into metal, and it's so easy to add to your oil or gas to disperse carbon buildup in your engine, fuel system, and transmission. Protect your vehicle's engine to the max with Z-Max. Check us out at Z-Max.com or visit us on Facebook and Twitter to find out more about our full line of products. Z-Max, for your car, big rigs, small engines, firearms, and more. That's Z-Max Micro Lubricant, available at your favorite auto parts store.
Headed to Las Vegas Motor Speedway in March to enjoy great NASCAR racing? Then make your reservations now to stay at the South Point Hotel and Casino. The South Point has great race weekend ticket and room packages. Plus, they have a great variety of dining experiences and a world-class spa. Stay where the racers stay. The South Point Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas. Visit southpointcasino.com and book your springtime getaway today.
There's more at the track in just a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
It's hard to believe in this day and age in the United States of America that children are hungry.
Our time on this planet is short. We have to give back to those in need.
Every child has a chance, no matter what obstacles they may encounter.
Never have we been taxed more as a society to help kids the way we are right now.
Speedway Children's Charities raises money through several different avenues. My favorite is the gala.
It's one of those can't-miss events for everybody who attends. And I've been able to raise and distribute over $60 million.
When you have 50 different organizations receiving grants from Speedway Children's Charities, that's far-reaching. And some people think, well, I don't have much money to give. I say $50 is a lot to give.
At Speedway Children's Charities,
our mission is simple. Help every child we can.
Because all children
deserve joy
and hope
and love.
And if one child is still in need,
then there's still work to do.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Welcome back to PRN at the Track. Joining us now on the profabrication.com hotline, Ryland Gray, the winner of the Kokomo Clash, the Dave Darlin Classic portion thereof, the 410 non-wing sprint cars right there at Kokomo Speedway in the heart of it all there in Indiana. Welcome to the show, Ryland. A big win, and I saw that this has really kind of been a process coming along. September, first car sprint car win at Montpelier, a top three in the midget at Jacksonville earlier this month. How did those events kind of start the momentum that got you this one? What could you start feeling even back at Montpelier that ended up going over the top and getting this big one at Kokomo?
I think it's absolutely just a confidence thing. When you win one race, you just prove to yourself that, hey, I can do this and I can go about anywhere and try to win. So we were in that midget the next weekend, and I didn't know what to expect. It's been a while since I've ran a midget outdoors, and we actually did pretty well. We got a podium one of the nights, so we just kept that momentum going to Kokomo, and it was really unbelievable that we won.
Ryland Gray, Kokomo Clash, Dave Darlin Classic portion of it, 410 non-wing sprints, getting it done at Kokomo Speedway on Friday of last weekend. He's our guest on the profabrication.com hotline. Profabrication headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, just a click of a mouse away at profabrication.com. So how did the night unfold? I didn't get to see whether you led every lap or this, that, and the other. Help give us an insight into the way the race played out before you got to victory lane.
Yeah, you definitely had to work for it. We started seventh place, and the track was really treacherous and really slick, so you had to be really careful not to flip over. And it's just a lot of really fast guys up front, and you really had to work hard to get by them and keep the momentum up. And then I think with five to go, I got by Jake Swanson for the lead. And then after that, it was just to keep the car one piece and not flip over and just keep the speed up and win the race.
Wow. Ryland Gray, our guest on the profabrication.com hotline, Darlin Classic winner at Kokomo Speedway. You get around Jake Swanson, even if it's a battle for seventh or eighth, that's something. And to wrestle the lead away from him had to be something. Could you still kind of feel that Jake and the rest of the guys were close enough that just even a bobble, much less flipping over, would be, time for them to get back around you? What was that like?
Oh, yeah. So just once I got by him, I knew I just had to keep hitting my marks as fast as I could. And just if I could just keep my speed up, I would be able to pull away from him. And unfortunately, the last few laps, I was biting myself on the cushion. But thankfully, it was not enough to where he could get by me. And then on the white flag, I would just make sure that there was no way he could get around me running a certain line. And thankfully, I had enough of a gap to where there would have been no way he could have gotten by me.
And proud moment, winning the Darlin Classic for 410 non-wing sprints, the 410, the engine combination, the non-wing, no big wing like the World of Outlaws guys. This is just all driver inside of that little compartment and getting it done with a whole lot of horsepower. Ryland Gray, our guest on the profabrication.com hotline, getting it done, getting the checkers and the check at Kokomo Speedway last weekend. The Darlin Classic, though, and the Gray name is something very synonymous. Darlin and such, and Dave there in Victory Lane. I saw some of the pictures. What is your early memory of Dave Darlin?
Yes, so my family and Dave have known each other for a long time. Dave actually called my dad and my uncle when they owned a USAC midget and basically said, hey, I didn't know if you guys were running it next year and we want to do something. And of course, my dad and uncle reluctantly said yes, and they ran a midget for about a year or two. And then I'd say when I was probably 12 or 13, I ran a quarter midget for about a year. And my first race ever at Kokomo, it was at the quarter midget Kokomo Speedway. Dave Darlin actually came by and was my first ever sponsor. And he was able to put his Dave Darlin Racing sticker across, and we actually won our first ever race. So,
oh my gosh, the Dave Darlin decal on your first ever win, and now a Darlin Classic win at Kokomo Speedway for our guest on the profabrication.com hotline. Ryland Gray getting that done from bookend to bookend to be able to, keep the families and such so compacted together, the Grays and the Darlins. He's our guest here, and, when you were saying those quarter midget days and such back 12, 13 years old, do you remember kind of dreaming of, being a Dave Darlin, leading a race and such, and where juxtaposed come back up to last Friday, when did you realize you were really driving a race car like Dave Darlin would be leading at Kokomo? Did that ever cross paths inside the helmet there on the track?
You know, of course, a little bit. When I, you know, every time I've been down there, even before Dave retired, I got to race him a few times, and it's kind of just been unbelievable to me. I mean, in the car, you don't really think of it. You're always focused trying to win. But after I won and I was in victory lane, I stepped out of the car and I just, you know, I couldn't believe it. I mean, he's been supporting me since I've been really young and first ever started racing. And now that I just won their family's race, it truly was unreal to me. I could not believe it.
Well, so if there are a lot of folks out there, as I know there are, they used to call Dave Darlin the people's champion when he was in the car. And they still do, because he is the people's champion. You've got Rylan Gray here, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, to follow in those great footsteps of Dave Darlin. He's still there, still with him and supporting him. And now Rylan taking the Darlin Classic last Friday at Kokomo Speedway. A real neat combination there. What's the plans now, bumping back and forth in midgets and sprints, you know, as we get closer towards Chili Bowl and places like that? What's on the docket?
Currently, right now, I'm not completely sure about our plans for Chili Bowl, but we are discussing, and I'm hoping it's going to be a really big announcement soon, but I got to keep it under wraps right now. But at the same time, I think we've got maybe two more races on the season. We go to Circle City this weekend for the Ashley Albertson Memorial and TQ Midgets. And then the weekend after, we run the Boss season finale at Waynesfield Raceway Park.
Rylan Gray, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, Darlin Classic winner at Kokomo Speedway. Congrats on that once again. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more of PRN at the Track.
At Hunt Brothers Pizza, you can choose from 10 toppings at no extra charge. In a hurry, call ahead to place an order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Find the nearest location at huntbrotherspizza.com and follow me, Joey Logano, all season long.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Need a little help? O'Reilly Auto Parts can help. Need advice? We've got advice. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Exceptional customer service. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We've got more PRNs at the track in a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Hi, this is PRN's David Stiles. Join me each week when I head over to JC's Garage to talk the latest NASCAR news.
I think all of those guys can win races at any given day, and I think that's what's going to make this playoffs really, really exciting.
Earlier in the season, when you asked me who's going to be the next driver to get their first win, I thought it would be Ty Gibbs, and it just hasn't materialized for him yet.
JC is only 16, but he's plugged into the sport unlike anyone you've ever met. That's JC's Garage, wherever you find your favorite podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines for the 4th annual Women with Drive, driven by Mobile One Summit, taking place in Indianapolis, Indiana, December 9th through the 11th to kick off PRI Show Week. As a property of Women in Motorsports North America, this conference brings together both women and men to discuss the current issues and needs to advance opportunities for a more diverse and inclusive environment to help grow the motorsports industry. Head to womenwithdrivesummit.com to learn more and register now.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com for your next pizza. Getting closer to the end of the season, getting closer to those championship battles being decided. Get out Sport Grassroots Racing, and of course, follow it all on PRN at the Track on our social media. I'm Lenny Beticky. We'll see you next time at the track. So long.
PRN at the Track was presented by ProFabrication Headers and Exhaust, quality that wins. O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. And by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.